Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Villa's research grizzly bear, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, today it's about a specific equestrian rider. And I've had the opportunity to film with Amanda a few years ago when she was bringing a horse named Lucky onto the scene, and she was quite successful. From then, Amanda and I have recorded in the studio and out on the farm, but today it's via Zoom. So I am honored to have Amanda back on the show. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Hey, great to see you, because see, Zoom is a little different. It's not the same quality as the studio, but I get to see you, and that's also a good thing. So, Amanda, when we last were there, you were in one specific class, and now could you tell me where you are in your horsemanship now?
So right now I'm still competing in Show Pleasure, the same division, but I'm in a different age category now. So we just started competition season in June, and we went to two shows so far.
Okay, and we'll get to the shows in a little bit. And the first thing, because, you know, and we know, recognize this, for every one of us during COVID, it's been a different time and sometimes a difficult time. So what I wanted to do is today, let's start with, I'm going to ask you a few questions from the beginning of COVID straight through, how you have been doing with Teddy. And we'll get to talking about Teddy later on, which is your steed. So tell me about during COVID in the winter, what was it like for you?
So when it first started, it was actually almost better for me. I had more free time on my hands, and that meant I got to go to the barn a lot more. So we continued training Teddy and all the other horses the same as if it was a regular year. And I would just get to go to the barn instead of twice a week, more like four times a week or as much as I could. And I would just end up riding even more.
Well, correct, at this time there were no competitions going on also. That would be a typical year for you?
Right. We competition season usually starts in April, but because of the COVID, it didn't start till June. But from April till June, I was still able to go to the barn and ride and prepare as if there was competitions coming up.
All right. So in April, so let's start there. Were there any competitions that were scheduled for there that were canceled?
Yes. So we were supposed to have Children's Benefit in April. That's like the start of our season. And then there was supposed to be a show in May as well, called Keystone, and that was canceled. And then Jersey Classic was supposed to happen in the very beginning of June, but that ended up being rescheduled until the very, and we ended up being able to go, but not until the very end of June.
Okay, now, during that time, you were doing lessons, and yesterday we were chatting on the phone a little bit so I can plan, and you were saying that once a week, your trainer Karen rides Teddy as well. Tell me about that.
So Teddy's a show horse, and he's in like very strict training. And so Karen and I, we have like a very good system down of what works best for Teddy. And we decided that it's best when Karen rides him once a week, as well as I ride him once a week. But so Karen rides him towards the beginning of the week, and she just kind of gets like his kinks out and like does a little training session on him, make sure he feels good and can kind of get a feel for what she might have to tell me and coach me from the ground when I ride him later on that week.
Now, are you also present when she is on Teddy?
A lot of the times I am, since I'm at the barn so much. I get to, she'll tell me what day she's riding, and I do my best to be there and help her get him ready, and then I can watch and she can kind of talk through exactly what she's doing with him from his back, and then that way I can apply it when I get on him.
Seeing that absolutely makes sense, because the more you're there seeing the way that Teddy responds to Karen, and then obviously when you're on it. And what differences do you see between you on Teddy and Karen on Teddy?
So I can definitely see where Karen's a more, obviously she's professional, so she knows exactly when he wants to be a little naughty or knows how to make him like respects her 100% of the time, doesn't get away with anything. And then when I ride him, he knows that like I'm his kid and he takes care of me. I can tell he knows that his little kid's on his back. But I can also see where I let him get away with a little bit. Like, since I'm so nice to him, sometimes Karen always says, like, you can be mean to him. You're a little too nice to him. Because like, he's like my child almost. So I can see where he almost likes it better when I'm riding him because I'm a little bit nicer and lenient with his behavior.
Well, here you go. You still need to be stern with your children, because if you're saying Teddy's your child right now, you're going to have to be a little bit more strict. But hey, you know what? As my great buddy Coach Gorski says, what you get reps at is what you get good at. So the more repetitions you get in, and sometimes disciplining Teddy, that may be a piece of the puzzle as you move forward, because the two of you have been successful together to date, and I know there's more success coming your way. I'm sure you know that too.
Hopefully, yes.
No, be confident. Hey, you're a confident woman. You could say that on the air. So my question now is, it's summertime, it's June, and I know that you headed off to two competitions. Tell me about the first one.
So the first one was the Jersey Classic Horse Show that was rescheduled. And I showed Teddy in Show Pleasure, and I was really nervous going into it because this year has been so incredibly strange and different. So I wasn't sure how it was going to be and how Teddy felt, because it's just been so off. But so we went in just hoping for good rides. We didn't really have like a ribbon in mind. We just wanted to go and knock some of the rust off. And so in our qualifier, we had a really good ride. It was actually downpouring that whole day. So it was like flooding. So it was chaotic. But we still were able to show. And we did really well. And we were third out of, I think, 8 or 9 horses. And then later on that weekend, we had our championship. We like tweaked a few things, and we had like one of our best rides ever, and we ended up winning the championship.
Hey, two things. Number one, that's awesome for real, and congratulations on the championship. And then the next thing is, what did you tweak? Like, explain a little bit. So for those people that are listening that just love horses but don't understand about, you know, what it's like to be a competitive rider, what would you tweak?
So for the first class, because of the weather, we were in a really small indoor arena. So the warm-up we felt was just a little bit rushed. We were kind of crammed with a bunch of other horses. And Teddy's a horse that needs a lot of like time to just loosen up and get warmed up. So we made sure that we had a little bit extra time for the championship to do a little bit more in the warm-up ring before we showed. And then he gets excited and he loves what he does. And that's my favorite part about him. But sometimes he gets so excited, he forgets that he has to like completely flat walk. That's one of the gates we have to do. And so we made sure that I was just using my voice and bridle and seat a little bit better. And he walked better in the championship than he did in the qualifier.
All right. And now here's a question for you. Why don't you explain for the competition, like, what are all the different gates that you must do?
So in my class, it's judged on are more like horsemanship and judged on Teddy than me, but it's how we work together. And it's, we have to do walk, trot, canter, both directions of the ring. So it's 3 gates. And the trot is supposed to be as like showy and fancy as it can be, but still pleasurable, where it's like, looks like it's fun and easy. And then the walk has to be a flat walk where the horse is at a complete walk. Sometimes horses like to bounce, like a little jog, slow trot, but they have to completely walk. And then the canter is like a slow, collective, pretty gallop, kind of.
Neat. That is cool. And I'm glad you explained that. Now, the second competition you went to, explain about that one.
So then the second show, we went up to New Hampshire. And I showed in Show Pleasure again. That's like our main division. And so since the first show went so well, we were hoping to our goal was top 3 in both classes. It's a little bit harder competition and bigger show. And it was also just to have good rides. And the qualifier, it went really well. I was super happy with my ride, and we did get 3rd, so we were top 3 out of about 8 or 9 horses again. And then the championship, I felt I had an even better ride. We had a super clean ride. He did all the gates. I thought it was awesome. I had a lot of fun. But the competition was super hard, and sometimes you just don't always agree with the judging, and we ended up 5th out of 7 or 8, so we didn't place as well, but we were still, Karen, Teddy, and I were happy with how it went.
Well, you know what it is, and again, you mentioned about the judging, and again, being a soccer person, and we always go back to referees and games. Hey, your job is to step out and be the best possible that you can be. And if you, Karen, and Teddy were happy with that performance, then you should be proud of what you accomplished.
Yeah, we definitely were. We talked about it afterwards, and we always feel like we can do like a little bit better. Like, or there's, you know, we should have, could have, would have, but overall, we were super happy with it, and there wasn't much we could have done to change it.
Well, then that's all right. Now, what do you have anything left this summer, competition-wise?
So I think we have one or two coming up in September, but the August shows were postponed or canceled up until the fall. So we have nothing left in the summer, but we should hopefully get to another one in the fall.
On a typical year, about how many competitions would you enter? And then we'll talk about what we have this year.
I would go to about 5 or 6, even up to 7 a year, like usually, like between 5 and 7. But then this year, we'll be lucky if we get to just 3.
All right. And I understand that again. And so do you, obviously, in this COVID year.
Right.
And this show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So after that little commercial, tell me all about Teddy and what makes him a champion.
So Teddy, he's 15 years old, but he acts like he's 3 years old. He loves what he does, and that's my favorite thing about him. He has such a big heart, and he, all the time, no matter what, even if we just rode him hard and he's sweaty, his ears are always up. He's always excited. He always wants to do more. And so every time he goes out, he gives it his whole heart. And like, if you tell him he was bad, like, he truly, like, he feels like he knows that he just always wants to be his best all the time. So he, like, works with you and he listens as best he can. And that's my favorite thing about him, is that he always wants to do good and loves to show just as much as I do.
That's cool, because you know that once you enter a ring, the two of you do become one at that point.
Yeah.
Now, question, what was Teddy doing before you purchased Teddy? What was Teddy doing, like, we'll say from like year 1 through 12 or whatever?
So I actually recently found pictures of Teddy when he was a 3-year-old showing at Worlds with a trainer in a completely different division. So I thought that was really cool. So when he was younger, a grown man was showing him in 3-gated, and I saw him, a couple pictures of him doing that. He looked good. And then when I bought him, he actually belonged to an older woman who didn't ride him, but she owned him. And the owners of the barn and the trainers at the barn would show him.
Teddy then was at the Worlds, and then, correct, you were at the Worlds on Teddy a year or so ago, correct?
Yes.
And how did you fare there?
We did really well. In our qualifier, we were 6 out of like 12 to 15 horses. And so we qualified for the championship, which was super exciting. And then in the championship, we had a good ride, but we had some technical issues, and he ended up throwing a shoe in the ring, which threw us off a little bit, and we didn't get a ribbon, but we were able to finish the class, and we still had a lot of fun.
Hey, that's what it's about. Now, I'm going to let you talk about your trainer, Karen, but if you can give me a word or a phrase that would best describe her, what would you say?
Oh, boy. There's a couple words. Inspiring, definitely. She inspires me. Hardworking and a little bit crazy.
Crazy is okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's the best. I feel like I was really blessed to have her come into my life, and I feel like she created me into like the rider I am, and she put me and Teddy together, and just she made us a great team. And yeah, she's the best. She's so hardworking. She's a tiny little girl, but I've never seen someone work and be so powerful like the way she does. She goes, and never complains.
And again, I know Karen, and to me, it's like all your description is 100% correct. And the other thing that I will add in from my side is she's a great role model for you.
She is.
Now, there's no question. Now, let's go back to last year. In some of your personal life about school. Tell me about, like, so I've got it now. What year are you in high school, and what was it like when COVID hit in regard to school?
So I was a sophomore last year. I'm going to be a junior this year. But when COVID hit, it was sophomore year. And then, so I was in track at the time. It was about to be like the height of like official track season. And we were training, me and a lot of the senior girls, for this big competition that was coming up. We were excited, and that ended up getting canceled. And that got canceled right before we went home for school online. So when that happened, I figured that we weren't going to be in school the rest of the year. So then they canceled school, and I had about 4 to 5 hours every single day of schoolwork. I would like get up and make sure I was doing schoolwork by 8:30, and I would work through the afternoon until everything was done. And then on my own, I would do my running every day. And then since there wasn't much else I could do, I got to fortunately go to the barn afterwards. So basically every day was schoolwork, track, and barn, which I was definitely not complaining.
Did you find the work challenging when you got online? Did you find it somewhat boring? Your interaction obviously is a lot less. Explain about that.
So for some of my classes, I felt like the teachers, because of everything going on, made it easier. They like assigned less work or less tests, which was nice. But then there's also my other classes, which was harder to do, which was like the math and my honors English class, and because they kept trying to do the same amount of work we would be doing in school, but online or through Zoom calls, and it was just a lot. I felt it was harder to learn that way, and it actually took more time doing that. And so it depended. Like, some of the teachers were a lot nicer about it, but the other ones that stuck to like a regular schedule, because I get it, like they were trying to get everything in, it was harder though.
And again, and I'll just say this from an educator standpoint, it's not what they signed on to be. So it was a difficult task for them as well. And while we're speaking here, I got a phone call coming in and a recording, and I don't know if this recording is picking up that one, but this is the life of Zoom podcast shows, and I can't change that. So, hey, he's off. We're back. We're good. This is part of life. And what about this upcoming school year for you? How will it be?
So my school gave us a choice. We could either go back to school half time and then do the other half online like we did last year, or we could do completely online. But I chose to do the half in school, half online. So they split the alphabet A through L, and then the rest of the alphabet goes the opposite week. So if you're in the first half of the alphabet, you go the first week with all half days in school, and then the other half of the alphabet will be doing online that week. And then each week you switch. So if you were online one week, you go to school the next week. And it's all half days.
Will you feel comfortable and safe going?
I think so. I think the worst part for me is having to wear a mask. I'm hoping it's not distracting or hard to spend that many hours in it. But I feel like I learn best in person with a teacher, where I can see them. And I think it'll just be better for me personally.
And again, I would agree with that. And you know what? It's like anything, going back to what Coach Gorski said, what you get reps at is what you get good at. You're going to get reps right away wearing that mask. And probably after the second day, it will just be, no pun, second nature. It'll just be on. You wear it, you deal with it, and life goes on. So, and knowing you as a person and how focused you are and the things you do, I don't think that's going to be a difficult task. You are missing track, and I know that. So right now you're doing some running. Why don't you explain a little bit about that?
So after so the spring season ends in around June, like a normal spring season, the beginning of June, just like when school ends. So I ran at home by myself up until then. And then for the summer, I took a little break. But then August came, and cross country, which is the long distance running, for school was allowed to officially start. So the coaches scheduled practices where we could all get together at a local trail and still social distance, but get to run together. So I started doing that with the girls. And I am personally not a long distance runner, but I am doing this as like a fall training to stay in shape for my main spring season that I'm hoping will happen. So I've been going four times a week, 3 to 4 times a week, and just running with the girls on the trail.
See, I'm also a confident man, and then as a scientist looking at the COVID, and I believe that next spring you will have your track season. I think by then vaccine is there, and I think if as a country we start to do, because sometimes we're not doing the right things, if we do the right things, we would be okay at that juncture. And I'd say it this way. I know you and I chat a little bit, and in your personal life, there was a little bit of tragedy that occurred recently. Can you share any of that, or would you like to share any of that?
Yeah. So in January, when 2020 first started, at the end of January, I lost a friend to suicide, which was really hard. And then a couple weeks later, I lost a friend in a car accident. She was with her family and they got into a car accident. She did not make it. So January and February were really rough. But so when COVID hit, I was definitely not my best mentally. So it was almost nice to be able to have to stay home and everything slow down a little bit where I could focus on my more family time and Teddy time, that's what makes me happiest, and just get to really focus on myself and getting back to my happiest points.
And how are you doing now emotionally?
A lot better. Like I said, I feel like taking that little break from normal life actually helped a lot. Being able to see my family more, like my dad, who's usually at work most of the time, and my brother, who's at extracurriculars, it was really nice to just be able to be all together at home. And for me, I think that helped me, and I feel like I'm my best again.
You know what? Family really takes care of family, and I think, as you mentioned, that's important. You now have an upcoming school year. You still have time with Teddy. And is your focus then right now getting Teddy ready for whatever competitions will be left for the remainder of the year?
Yes. So right now our main focus is to keep training him like we have a normal rest of the season. So we're focusing on hopefully our last show or maybe even two, just keeping him in shape and being the best he can be. And hopefully if we get to go to these other competitions, it's just like any other competition and we do our best.
And I know that you will, because attitude and focus is what brings champions to champions. And there's a saying, I wish it was mine, but it's not. And the saying is really about you. Champions think like champions before they ever become one. And you truly have become a champion. And I'm sure you've become a role model to some of the younger gals in the barn, yes?
Thank you. Yeah, I try to. There's summer camp going on right now, actually, and I'm at one of the camp counselors, and the little girls absolutely love Teddy and love watching me ride or work Teddy, and they are fascinated with him. So I think he inspires them to keep riding, and maybe one day they can have something as awesome as Teddy.
Well, think about this. Yeah, you're talking about Teddy, and you're deflecting what really rightfully also should be going to you and the credit, because going back to Karen, she's a role model to you, and absolutely. But you may not realize it, but what you're right now to those young campers is you are that role model out there on Teddy. Once again, working together. So, Amanda, I just wanted to say thank you for coming back on the show. Sorry there was a couple of technical difficulties, but hey, that's life. Hopefully one day you and I, our next recording is either back in the studio or back in the barn, and I'm sure for me and you, that will bring us great comfort. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much again for having me. It's always so much fun.
All right, Amanda, you have the greatest day. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.